In Iowa today, hundreds of people are facing deportation after a major raid last week. Roughly 10% of the town's population, the town of Postville, Iowa, almost 400 people were arrested in the raid at a meatpacking plant. Federal officials have called it the largest immigration raid at a single site in U.S. history. It took place at Agriprocessors, Inc., the nation's largest producer of kosher beef. Among the hundreds detained, people from Mexico, Guatemala, Israel, and the Ukraine. Their hearings began today. So far, sentences range from immediate deportation to time in a U.S. prison. Antonio Olivo is with the Chicago Tribune. He's written about the raid which occurred 1 week ago today.
Fleets of helicopters and federal government buses came racing into Postville Monday morning, surprising a lot of residents out there, and went into the plant, which is about a six-acre facility, and started picking people up.
And they've been held for the last week. Where have they been detained?
Initially, they were taken to a makeshift detention center about 77 miles away in Waterloo, Iowa, inside the National Cattle Grounds, I believe it's called. It's a place essentially for festivals and for some livestock exhibition shows and so forth. And they had brought in trailers and set up a temporary court inside a few of the trailers.
Antonio, there are some very strong charges made in the affidavit that led to this raid. What was said to have been going on at the plant?
There was apparently a crystal methamphetamine lab inside the meatpacking plant. It is unclear who was running that lab. There were some allegations of labor abuse in some cases, one where a worker had his eyes duct taped with a blindfold and then was hit in the head with a meat hook. This essentially follows a string of verbal abuse that had been going on inside the plant. Subminimum wage salaries, that's essentially it.
There were also allegations that a large number of the employees, almost 80% of the 970 employees at the plant, were believed to have been using false IDs. Where did those IDs come from, and was the plant at all culpable in this?
Where they came from is anyone's guess, really. I mean, there's a thriving market for fake IDs here in Chicago. There are also fake ID rings around the country. As far as the company being involved in that, there is a lawsuit that had been filed on behalf of some workers alleging that the company was, in fact, procuring some of these fake Social Security numbers, essentially, and in some cases, fake green cards for their workers. And in the federal affidavit, there are also some allusions to some supervisors at the plant fixing Social Security numbers for their workers or essentially looking the other way when they knew their identification to be false.
So with all these serious charges, why didn't federal authorities also focus more on the employers? What kind of penalties do the managers at Agriprocessors face?
As of late last week, the federal government really wouldn't give any indication whether charges were pending against anyone at Agriprocessors who was in a supervisory role or one of the owners. Officials say that to bring charges against an employer takes a lot more time, and so they've been sort of dancing around that question, but there has been a pretty strong call to bring more charges against employers in these kinds of cases, which we're finding to be more frequent.
How has this raid impacted the town of Postville?
Pretty severely so far. I mean, this essentially was a company town, or is a company town, built on the fortunes of Agriprocessors. When I was out there in Postville, lots of businesses on their main street, which is called Lawler Street, were closed or were empty, and people were really wringing their hands over that.
Antonio Olivo is a reporter for the Chicago Tribune. Thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thank you for having me.